Hello, and welcome to the Librarians and Leviathans podcast. Tonight, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Hell's Rebels, a Pathfinder campaign of subterfuge and insurrection by James Jacobs, with Nathan as the DM. Episode 23.
Faceful of Zombie Crutch.
Book 1. In Hell's Bright Shadow. The rebellion begins. The city of Kintargo has long been a safe haven for artists, freethinkers, and those marginalized by the oppressive Chaelish government. But now the city has been placed under martial law by Inquisitor Barzlai Thrun. When a protest turns into a riot, a new group of heroes comes together to form an organized resistance against the devil-binding government and the Church of Asmodeus. But can they survive long enough to establish allies? Or will they simply become the latest victims of the thrice-damned House of Thrun? Featuring Becca as Cassia and Sin, Angus as Reginald, Luke as Malaxius, and me, Shim, as Zimgalar.
Hello.
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 So I'm thinking tactics.
Yeah.
To start with, I suspect we probably want to try and barricade both those doors from this side. Because we don't want anything being able to creep up on us.
Yeah.
The other alternative, I mean, especially with the zombies, would be try to barricade it so that only one can come through. And then basically set up so all of us are supporting Mal, and Mal is just killing things.
Yeah, that could work if we can find a chokehold.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking because there's a lot of furniture around, so we could potentially make a chokehold.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Use benches and stuff.
Yeah. Just trying to work out what else. Because obviously I can reach to do aid in others, but other people can't, so that's not so good.
Hmm.
And we can't intimidate them, so that's not an option.
So just to confirm, Reggie's gone off to get some scrolls. You've got some daggers now already. So at this point, it would have taken him an hour or so to get back. It'll probably be about 11:30, about 12 o'clock in the morning at this point. So approaching early afternoon. Totally, it is very important that I know what time it is.
So we're thinking of potentially setting up some obstacles, partly to barricade doors and partly also wondering if we'd be able to create some kind of chokehold from the stuff we've got to try and filter the zombies through. How plausible does that sound?
Want to get the zombies through this door?
Yeah, so with the benches and bits of furniture that are lying around and the boxes in E2, that kind of stuff, do we think we'd be able to set up like a kind of little barrier of boxes to limit them being able to come through?
The real question though is how are you going to undo the bar on the door? That is the kind of the big issue.
But in terms of from the amount of stuff we've got, if we dealt with that issue.
Yeah, there's lots of like kind of all the creatures, there's lots of benches and stuff that are movable, and then like the actual creatures themselves are taxidermied, so they'll offer some measure of like resistance.
Yeah. I'm partly thinking maybe we should turn this to the left into a choke point as narrow as possible. Oh, how high are the roofs? That's another good point.
It's a one-floor building, so it's probably not more than 20, 30 feet at best.
That's quite high.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It does potentially matter because, for example, if it's 20 or 30 feet and there's something I could hang on to, you know, I could potentially sit somewhere 20 feet in the air and unleash zombies. So just want to make sure you have a chance to think about that. And equally, if it's relatively low, then in theory we could pile stuff up and block it, so you have to clamber over stuff and there's a very narrow gap to get through, and you know, similar kind of. So it affects what we'd be able to do to impede you.
It's a single story, so 14 feet.
14 feet.
It's about, 5 meters.
Two and a bit people.
Yeah. Let's round that up to 15, just because then easy 5 foot squares.
Cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's like Cassia sitting on Mal's shoulders and Zim sitting on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
New formation?
That could work, actually.
I will say the doors are probably not that high. Be, what, two-thirds of that. They're taller than the average door, but...
I mean, doors tend to be, like, just shy of 7 feet, don't they, sir?
Yeah, they're about 10 feet, so they're taller. So you could put Cassia on top of Mal and walk through it okay. So that would be an interesting tactical decision.
We could put Sin on top of Mal. Because Sin can absorb damage, and Sin could aid another from there.
And I can aid Sin with bodyguard.
Yep. And meanwhile, you can stab things with daggers.
The issue you have this there is Sin is one of your main damage dealers. You don't want her to be aiding another, I don't think.
Well, I'm working on the assumption that when we're dealing with zombies, the only person who is likely to be able to deal damage to them is actually Mal with a dagger.
Sin's got low strength.
Yeah.
All right, I see where you're coming from.
So, I'm not saying it's impossible, but... but it is entertainingly ridiculous, which is what I strive for. As a gnome, this is clearly the optimal solution.
Of course.
If I'd known they were undead, I would have obtained a scroll of Cure Light Wounds to learn as my spell for the day.
Yeah, I'm sad as well because I was debating buying, like the range discs. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Oh yes, oh, I've forgotten. Annoying.
Weapons Pathfinder. But yeah, I was tempted to buy those as like a backup ranged option, and they are slashing.
Yeah,
they can also be used in melee. But yeah, Chakram, that's it.
The Chakram, yeah. I had those on my Oracle, but almost never used them.
Oh, fair.
Just didn't quite get around to it.
Right, sorry, I made a mistake of lying down briefly.
Oh. We were just discussing tactics.
Fair.
So the current plan is that we're going to suggest to Sin, I'm sure she'll take it well, that she should ride on Mal's shoulders to aid another while he stabs things with a dagger. You see, Sin, it's a genius plan because you can reach to, you know, impede the zombies or whatever, and obviously you're pretty much immune to them. And meanwhile, that Mal here can be, you know, cutting them apart.
I'll give you 30% credit. I think that's generous.
Or I can fight them myself and get all the credit.
Well, I guess that works. Bazin was saying zombies, they aren't, they're protected unless you use a slashing weapon or something.
Yeah, you've got to come up.
It
was all about it in bard school.
I was able to hurt them.
You are well aware that Zim has not been to bard school. I was thinking what we should probably be doing, though, is barricading these doors. We don't want any of them things that you come across slipping out.
Rules question. So I know with spells, when you're in undergoing vigorous motion, you have to make a concentration check. Is there something similar for when you're in like a normal melee combat?
No, though I'd the actual riding part, because of the same size, I think would be.
You can't ride unless.
I there'd definitely be some hindrance going on in one way or another.
Yeah,
it's a very bad plan.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining with a DC5 ride check, you can guide your mount. Malexia's not going to come up with that.
Excuse me.
I'm going to say it probably won't work, just because.
I'm sure it won't.
Well, the original version was small, and it possibly could work then, but.
All right, well, at least give me a hand shifting this furniture.
Or does someone have a large person?
No, sadly.
No, unfortunately not.
I'm going to pile up furniture like this. I'm hoping some people with strength score is going to help me.
Yeah, what do you want him, Zim?
Just shove everything up there in front of this door.
All right.
Can we still hear the zombies trying to get through? Nathan?
They've been scrabbling there for the last hour or so without seeming to make any real dent.
Because
they seem quite fixed in attempting to get towards you.
Excellent.
Oh, if we wait. Oh, yeah. If we're waiting an hour, I'm gonna do. Could I do a heal check on Sin?
Yeah. Yeah, because it took an hour for Reggie to go get the daggers and back.
So let's.
Actually, what we could do, would a bullet... bullet would go through a wooden door. Would it?
We could just make a hole exactly the size of Mal's fist.
Yeah, exactly.
I have doesn't really have penetration power. Neither would the air repeater or the pistol. But I think probably not.
Also, if we start firing guns, then the people might realise it wasn't just a ghost that they saw.
True.
Although, one option we could possibly do is try and circumnavigate the zombies altogether and see if we can get those two people to open this door for us. But that would mean we'd have to fight them. But if, say, we set up a trap or something to jump them.
I like the way you think.
Yeah, that could work. Is the door to the right also like a sealed barred door then?
Yeah.
Okay. Like as you kind of caught sight of the redactors, you also saw there was a similar bar. And this time, having a bit more chance to look at it, you can see that it was emblazoned with the Asmodeus seal. Asmodean seal.
Mm-hmm. Can Sin drink potions?
Technically, yes. Yeah.
Because we all got a potion of invisibility from ranking up. So Sin could turn invisible, go through the wall, open the door, come back, surprise round on the clerics, and then go from there.
Could do. But they might see the door opening.
True. Yeah.
But that's another, because if we can maybe get the zombies to go into a different room. No, because they eventually figure out and come around. I mean, again, if they do see the door opening, then if we do just stay on either side and be ready to attack, then it's still, basically, like I said, is we've got a surprise round to jump on them.
Yeah, I mean, they'll see the door open, but they won't see Sin because she's invisible.
Yeah, so then again, they might come and investigate and.
Yeah.
Can you guys make me perception checks? Cassia, Sin, you don't see this. Luke, you see both. Zim, you only catch sight of one. You both are aware of two of the these monk figures creeping up through the door, circling round through the front door. After this hour's kind of passed.
Mal's gonna try gesture everyone to like get out of line of sight and mouth that we've got company.
Would you make me a bluff check to pass a secret message?
Yep.
Sense motive to identify.
We should identify automatically if he passes DC 10.
Cool.
Huh? No.
Yeah, you're not certain if they haven't managed to understand it already by themselves. But would people be interested in join initiative?
Initiative?
On a side note, these guys are probably here because you've moved their things, so their difficult terrain is gone. Add a turn tracker.
Oh, sorry, just too good.
Alright, there's quite a lot of stuff now. Right, let's figure this out.
What?
Cassia without anything.
Why
get rid of one.
It's doubled up as well for me, which is weird. It's.
Oh, that's a bad number.
All pretty bad numbers.
Right, so they have plus two, so. 2d20. So.
Oh, thank goodness.
Just everyone's got bad numbers.
3 and 4.
The scene goes twice, right? We're doing Shadowrun rules.
Cool. So, because you spotted them, Mal, you get to act in the surprise round. Why is there two Mals? Oh, gosh. Right, get rid of that Mal.
Mal's going to alert everyone that we have company and then just trudge over next to one of them.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So I can't attack.
Yep. Zim, your turn.
I am going to... I can see this guy. Does it seem like we are in combat?
You are aware that you've been snuck up on, and you probably spotted off to tell that they are not going to be your friends.
Fair enough. In which case, let's fling a quick daze.
So that's a word save, right?
If they've got five or more hit dice, they're not affected, by the way.
Yeah, no, they're affected.
Okay. Yeah, so I will turn and...
18 and 14.
Curses.
Yeah, they have a plus five to will, because they're monks.
Ah. It only affects the one I can see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in that case, the 18 came first.
He's not immune to it, so...
Cool. Well, you can still get Redactor 5, but potentially. Right, Redactor 5 is going to make a move action to get up to you, Malexius, but that's all he can do this round.
Mm-hmm.
Redactor number 1, however, is going to punch you because he's close enough. So... He's going to... He can't flurry of blows because it's a surprise round, I don't think. So he's just going to unarmed strike you. Uh, 17 to hit, I think, misses.
No, yeah.
Because you're not flat-footed. So, boo-hoo. Sin, you hear the sounds of a fight breaking up by the entrance.
Rude, it sounds about me. Sin is going to let's do that and whack one. It's we don't have singing yet.
That's indeed hit quite heavily.
Oof, more damage.
Yeah. Luckily, what he loses, it doesn't have an AC, he makes up in health. He seems perfectly happy and very unhappy with you. Cassia.
Can do very little. She might need to start dealing damage and just accept the fact her thing's going to go down for a bit. What to do? Are we going to cast guidance on Sin?
It's a fine. And, is there anything else Cassie wants to do? Alright, cool. Mal, it's your turn. You've been hit. One guy tried to punch you and another guy is getting close.
Cool, yeah. Mal is going to drop his trident and then just two-hand his shield and then go for a smack. Which is plus 8, because I'm guessing they're human?
Yep, they're human.
Cool. So actually 7, because I'll power attack. Does a 12 hit him?
12 does not hit him.
12 does not hit. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's a wide swing with the shield.
Yeah. Zim, there are two people who are fighting everyone else.
Hello. Okay, well, let's chuck a daze at this other guy then.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, knock it off.
Cool.
Never know. I'll get lucky.
He got 14.
Cursed him. That's it. That's my turn.
Asmodean reactor number 5 is going to 5-foot step so he can get closer towards flanking you, and then he's going to whack you. That's a 9, so misses. Redactor number 1 is going to hit you again.
Well, cool.
17. I think that's what he rolled last time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sad face. Sin, there are two people attempting to hurt Alexius and ignoring you. How does that make you feel?
That's rude.
Angry.
But damn it, Sin. Right, so this is just... Nope.
Nope. he looks towards you and says, I'll get to you once I've dealt with the actual threat.
Well, he's hated.
Cassia, it's your turn. Sin is very angry.
Oh yeah, I forgot Sin had guidance, but it didn't like it helped. Cassia's just gonna cast guidance again.
One day it'll help.
Sin dealt some damage to him. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
Right. Mao, it's your turn. One of them is making a joke at Sin.
I'll deal with you in a sec. Mao's going to bash the Kai to his left. Hopefully, please.
Please miss. Aww.
So he's going to get bashed for D6 plus 7. And does a 22 beat his CMD?
Yeah, I think it does. Wait, let's see. CMD is 16.
Yeah, he's prone.
Oh, sad face. Dude. Is it a bull rush?
It is a bull rush.
Yeah, it's just the door here is still open, don't forget. So he would... how far does he get kicked back? That was the question.
Got it. I think he'd go 10 feet then.
Cool. So he's there. He's gone through the door. I wish they drew doors on these properly, but oh well.
Yeah,
I forgot about that door. I thought, oh, he's just going into a wall, but no, he's going like through a saloon door style, just muted.
Yes, no. He does not look happy about this.
No. that is Mal Dunbo.
Okay, right. Zim, it is your turn. One guy you can see has just been flung through a door. And another one is Zaltine Sin.
I can't reach that one. I can't reach either of them, actually. So let's pull out the old whip and just attempt to trip on this guy. 19
should succeed. Yeah, 16. So yeah. Oh, sad face.
Because I realised because a whip acts like a ranged weapon, people should get soft cover if I'm going through someone else's square.
Right, okay.
So that's like at least a 2 cover bonus, which I don't want to deal with.
Is there anything else on your turn?
Nope.
Cool. Redactor number 5, it's his turn. He was bull rushed, so he's still standing.
Just tripped him.
Oh, is he tripped as well? I thought tripped number 1.
No, I realised I go through other people's squares, I have to...
Right, okay, cool. I follow.
Yeah, so...
Cool. Well, in that case, he's going to stand up.
He's going to crawl next to Mal. Courage.
Nah, he's going to stand up. That's going to take up his entire movement, unless I'm mixing this up with 5e again.
Nope.
Half.
Oh, it does take his entire movement, yes. You are
it takes his entire movement.
It's with 5e. was no. Cool.
Right, that's his entire movement. And then as a standard action, what is he going to do? He's going to start a full round action to charge at Malexius. So he's going to spend a standard action this turn, and he's going to basically make his way towards you, Mal. And then next round, with his move action, he'll finish off that charge action.
I'm not sure if you can...
I'm under the impression that you can, because I've done it before, but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Because you can do it with spells, but technically it takes standard action to finish off, but we've always hand-waved up spells, so that's fair. But,
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. I'm not going to tell the DM to do it in the middle of a fight.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it.
We can negotiate it later.
Yeah, we'll have a look at it later. He is going to charge you next round. So we had actor number one is unhappy that you've attacked his friend, and he's going to punch Sin this time. He gets 19.
Yeah, this plus two is not going to go well for you, Nathan. I'm sorry.
Well, the alternative is I do two plus ones with a flurry of blows, but honestly, like, I'm not holding out much hope there either.
Yeah.
Sin, he tried to punch you and missed.
Tackle, and we designate him as hated.
Saint, she's a witch now.
We are the real threats. It's 17 to hit.
17 does in fact hit.
There we go. 8 damage.
Yep, he takes 8 lovely points of damage. Yeah, he doesn't have any form of DR, so unfortunate. He looks extremely injured now. Cassia.
Oh, I've got that. We're just going to keep bapping guidance on Sin.
Cool. Got to use those cantrips somehow.
Yep.
Mal, there's one heavily injured guide there, and there's a guy who looks like he's charging at you.
Yep. We will just... actually, will we? We'll ready an action to hit him if he charges. But then, yeah, I'm done.
Right. I just want to just bring him forward. Zim.
I'm going to ready an action with Star Knife to stab this guy when he moves next to me.
Cool. It's his turn. He moves. So his action, his charge action goes off first. So I'm going to make his attack.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets an 18 to hit, which misses.
Yep, unfortunately.
He's now got minus 2 to AC.
Yep.
Good. So, Mal, if you go first, then Zim, and then he'll make his standard action attack if he's still alive somehow.
Batter up? Oh, God.
As I said, if he's alive somehow.
Yes.
Yeah, batter up.
And she'll bash it away as well, I'm guessing, so...
Yeah.
Aww. So sad.
Oh, this character is so dumb.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Let's think. So he has how much con? About a 12. Okay, so that brings him down to minus 10. And 9 no. Unfortunately misses.
No, the question is he still conscious at the time that Zim makes his attack?
No, because I said Mal goes first, so he is unconscious now.
But he's also being flung very well. Maybe
it's true. Wait, does he fall prone before or after getting bull rushed? This is all very complicated.
Why don't you
charging? In theory, okay. Minus 4 for falling prone, and he doesn't get most stuff if he's unconscious, but he's also travelling vertically away from me.
Yeah, he's going 15 feet.
Okay, away. he's got all of those penalties except for the prone one because he isn't prone yet. Do you hit now? His AC is normally 14.
God.
Unconscious, he loses his dodge bonus. I think he also loses his dirt.
He's unconscious. He's basically just whatever his armor is.
Yeah, he is not wearing any armor, so it'll be an AC 10, I think. So unfortunately, he gets flung back, 15 feet. So yeah, he just ends up back over there, and he is bleeding out over there.
Oh, right, okay then. Nice work.
Run!
Oh, melee attacks against a helpless target get a +4 bonus. A helpless target is treated as having a dexterity of 0.
Yeah, no, that would hit, and you would do 5 points of damage, and he's dead. Minus 15.
There's just a star knife embedded in like one of his legs as he goes flying through the air.
I'm just getting ready to swing, and he just flies backwards into my star knife, taking out my hand.
Sad face. And there I was thinking, oh, you know what? I could get a charge attack, and then I could get regular standard action attack off it. It'll be great. Monsieur Redactor number one is very unhappy with you, Mal, and he's going to go punch you. Because that's his job, and he misses. Sin.
You're fighting me. Yes. 9 damage?
Yeah, 9 damage. He is now unconscious. -7? -6. Yeah, nope.
Yeah, so she'll go for a second swing and get stopped by Cassia.
Again, these guys are like CR half. Like, they're not meant to be too much of a threat. Okay. He is now unconscious, bleeding out on the floor. And you can tell at this point there is a minor crowd of people watching you from the street. You are really nearby the Red Roofs Market, and kind of people walking by are seeing you fighting some members of the Asmodean Church.
Have we won? That, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this afternoon's dress rehearsal for the noble struggle of the warriors of Asmodeus against the heretic, obviously, Act 2. Come and watch Act 2. The Church of Asmodeus strikes back to see how they will enact their terrible revenge upon us. This exclusive preview only available to you fine folk of Red Roofs. Thank you very much. I'll take off my hat and attempt to pass it around.
Did you make me a bluff check? It's going to be a pretty hard one, because people are far more terrified of the Church of Asmodeus than anything else.
Can Cassia assist?
Assist. Everyone assist.
Everyone assist.
Yep, no, that seems reasonable.
All I'll do is Cassia is going to successfully like stabilising the guy. Cassia automatically assists. Sin doesn't know what lying is. Oh, Sin also assists.
Way.
Oh, I also assist.
Excellent. What? So I've got a plus. That's +6 on that. It's +19.
You get one extra from me because I'm helpful. So you get an extra 1 from Aiden Other.
Excellent. So I've got a +20.
Nice. You don't think people particularly buy your story, but they don't seem particularly interested in wanting to bring it up or letting the authorities know. And everyone kind of seems to make a beeline for any location but here.
Yeah, Cassie's kind of like dragged the guy unconscious and just shut the door.
Yep.
Thank you all very much. I will anyone who looks like they're inclined to hover, I will approach meaningfully with a hat and shake it gently.
Yeah, no one is interested in giving you any money.
Thank you so much for your kind support. We will hope to see you in the audience very soon. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, people are you're pretty certain people don't buy your story, but they're also too scared of the church to like kind of want to go find someone and tell them, oh, I saw some people beating up your people. So you think that no one's going to spread any stories, so you don't expect your notoriety to increase.
Ooh, okay, I'll take that. Let's shut the door.
Yeah, what it says, it casts you, like, drag the guy in, stabilize him, and shut the door.
Right, so yeah, the door is now shut. You can relock it with the key that you have.
Let's do that. Mm.
Yeah. Let's definitely do that. And let's put these two in E2.
Yep.
Do we have any rope or manacles to bind this guy's hands, just in case he wakes up? Yeah, take that as no.
No.
We should buy some manacles at some point.
Yeah, we should invest in manacles.
Manacles are very helpful. So yes, you think that you've got a few hours before he'll wake up at least.
Yeah.
But he's not going to die on you right now.
Let's make crude manacles out of some of their clothing. Just tie them up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. If their friends are trained the same way at the same school, unless they're more experienced, we possibly could take them out as well. There'd be ambush plan mentioned earlier.
That was certainly more of a straightforward exercise than I feared it might be.
So what happens when tin ends are stupid and don't wear any tin? They're just eds, and eds are quite easy to break.
Oh. Are they wearing identifying clothing?
Yes, they're wearing... The pictures may look like they're wearing full plate mail. They're wearing kind of robes with lots of sigils of Asmodeus on them.
Cassia. Yes. You're taller than normal people. You're human height.
She actually is taller than normal people, if I remember. I think she's...
I'm just saying.
Yes, we could try.
Think about it. What do you do?
I mean, if it doesn't work now, it could be useful later on.
Yeah. No, it seems good to me. Do we want to try it now?
May as well.
Knock on the door, so there's been some kind of intrusion, and you've driven out whoever it was, but your partner was killed.
Sounds good.
We could pop the body in the middle of E3, so they'd have a bit of evidence when they open the door.
Can you guys make me a perception check?
That's just plan, Nathan, goddammit.
I thought that you guys decided to spend an hour in the middle of the dungeon.
Seemed like a good idea.
Who goes that?
I'll say it's Cass is probably mid-changing at this.
You're vaguely aware of some steps kind of ringing out as people stride into the room. As you see kind of two more of these robed guys, another man wearing kind of a breastplate and carrying two two clubs, and then several zombies behind him.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We were just going to deliver the message from headquarters, and then these skeletons. Well, you can see for yourself.
Somehow, I don't quite believe you. They were only to attack those who do not bear the correct marks and sigils. So you could not have been sent without... could not have been the correct ones to be sent.
Oh, you know bureaucracy. Sometimes they forget to send the important PPE.
Don't they just?
We are not some foolish Abadar worshippers. We are members of the Church of Asmodeus. And he kind of reaches out his mouth. So I'm going to ask you this one more time. Who are you?
Well, what I'm going to do is use the feat Spell Song to disguise the fact that I'm casting Lullaby on his mates.
To add bonus roll.
So he does get they do get saving throw. Whenever I can find it. Usual 14s.
So that's just 3 and 4, right? Okay, cool. Let me. Fail save plus 5.
Come on.
All right, one fails. This guy fails, so he's got Lullaby.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this one more time. Well, who are you?
I'm a local healer, and we did hear fighting coming from inside, so I just wanted to see that everyone was okay.
Weapons, and you may live past the next moment. As he then kind of orders his men to go into battle.
Yeah.
In initiative time?
Yeah, because the thing is, the synth's going to start getting ready to go.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, you know, you lock the door right behind you.
I was going to say, during this, is any chance that Kasha could have packed away? Like...
Oh. I believe the saying is, we're not locked in here with them.
Yeah. We've got the same choke point again. They got no chance.
Well, we're careful of a choke point,
because guess who's right in the middle of the choke point, so who knows what's going to happen.
It's fine.
Okay, right. I need initiative. Right.
To be fair, we can try and do some shuffling about over choke point and say adds the two melee fighters do not roll well on.
Okay, right, so you've got 8, you've got 11. I actually have no idea how everyone's managed to roll so terribly. So far the highest is a 12. Right, zombies. Where are the zombie stats?
He's either got terrifying dexterity or improved initiative. I'm hoping it's the latter.
Cannot possibly comment.
Well, judging from the picture, it'd be silly for him to have dexterity if he's using armor, but hey, it's players.
Right, I need 5 20s. Right, 15.
Don't forget the inevitable rogue levels.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he hasn't got rogue levels.
He's a cleric, okay. Don't worry.
Yeah. He's got friends, he can't have rogue levels.
Oh, yes.
Right, sort ascending. No, other way around. Descending. That's the one I want. Zombie numero 5.
When they get fast zombies.
Zombie got a 19 on his roll. So he's got 19. Pretty... zombie going to attack. And he's going to thwack you, Zim.
Almost certainly, yes.
I finally get to hit something. 18.
Yes.
1d6 plus 4. Just not sexy. Oh, gosh.
I'm not dead.
That is important. And a zombie, number one, is going to go after the cassia. Because why not? That's a 7, so that misses, I think.
Yep. She's not that bad, basically.
Hang on.
Yep.
Can zombies move and attack?
Okay.
Depends if they're fast zombies.
They're not fast zombies, I don't think.
No, because they're staggered. No, they yeah, of course, they've got automatic staggering, so they can't hit you.
Phew.
So you're back to 21 health. But
there's a zombie up in our face. This is not good.
Abernathy Raoul is going to probably. He's going to cast Hard Person on you, Cassia.
Call it fails.
Yeah, so DC 15.
No, it doesn't fail because she. Give me a sec.
Did you take the thing?
No, I didn't take the thing. So, yeah, but it fails.
It fails or you fail?
It fails. It just doesn't work.
Cool. All right. Can't just trap Cassia. Sad face. Cassia, what's your turn?
5% back.
Cool.
And cast Guidance on Sin. And that's done.
Cool. Zombie number 3. He's going to kind of bounce his way towards the enemy. He's just going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not like he can do much. Monsieur Redactor is going to probably sneak down over here, and he's going to basically just be ready to hit somebody. Yeah. But he can't really in action because that's he can't doesn't have enough action. Yeah, and the other redactor is going to do something similar. Sin, it's your turn.
It's 5 foot step out.
Did Mal get deleted from initiative?
Oh yeah, Mal's not.
Yes.
You're now on the initiative. What'd you get?
I was 5.04. I don't know why it didn't add me. It should have auto-added.
5.04? Never mind. Well, you weren't going to go yet, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Sin!
Sin's going to attack a zombie while glaring at Aznafri Rourke. Because I did say that she made him hated while he was talking, so she's going to be taking penalties. Yay! Oh, God. They're only zombies. They'll be fine.
No, that was it. Mal.
Oh, nice. She actually hit a zombie. Thankfully, the damage isn't affected. We still don't damage a zombie, though. God damn it.
This is just going to be two big lumps of dough ineffectually thumping each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Okay, right. Wait, let me just check. So you did 18 first.
Yeah.
That hit. So that did bludgeoning damage, so that didn't do anything. Okay, cool. Right, yeah, no, I'm back on track. I was just checking something with the rolls, stat block. Mal, it's your turn. There's a treatment.
Yeah, Mal will delay till after Zim.
Cool. I will move you that way. I don't. Right. Try this again. Zim, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Zim will 5 foot step out of the way and cast Sleep. There, I think.
Okay. How many people does that hit?
Basically, it should hit these two.
This one and this one?
The two redactors. It won't hit Raoul and it won't hit Sin.
It doesn't matter about zombies, because zombies are...
Yeah.
Redactors. Plus five for will saves.
Yeah, so remember the one gets a minus four penalty, I think. No, minus two penalty.
Okay, I got 23, and then the one with the penalty got a 10.
Aha! Asleep!
Yep, he unconscious.
I actually did something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's two of my three spells now.
Wait, you have to hold that?
Fine, it's not like we're only halfway through the first of the two dungeons.
Uh-oh.
I mean, we're going home for a kip after this, and we're coming back tomorrow.
Interesting idea. Okay.
At least if there's more of these people in here, then they're going to realise something was happening.
Yeah. So like, we can take out them and then go back for another kip. Eventually they'll run out.
Unless they call in reinforcements or move whatever they're doing somewhere else.
And sleep in there.
Alright, Mal, it's your turn.
Cool. I think Zim moved away, but is now back in the chokehold.
Zim moved your face a little bit. If you wiggle your face and shim, it should work.
Hang on.
He's moved on my screen.
I'm not in the way. I'm left of Mal.
Yeah, so...
Right.
So oh, okay.
That's what I say, yeah, because if you back and forth your thing, then it will fix it. It happens sometimes.
Okay.
Right.
Right, I think everyone's right where they should want to be now.
Yep.
So, Mal, yes. You still have a standard.
I 5 foot stepped, and this guy is asleep, right?
Yep.
Coup de grace.
You may as well leave him while...
Kill zombies.
Yeah.
You could entirely your choice.
To be fair, Sin would have, if it was this guy next to him, Sin would have coup de grace, so that's fine.
Yeah, I mean...
Also works.
I think Mal would want a coup de grace because it's a tenet, so Mal will coup de grace.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep, he did. Wait, he has to make a save, doesn't he?
Well, Mal automatically crits.
Yeah.
So the crit would be for assuming human?
Yep.
Yeah, so the crit would be for 23, and then I think it's a DC 33? Is it 10 plus damage or just plus, damage?
Yeah. So he won't be able to see that fort save.
Well, that 20s exist, but...
Yeah, true. All right, 1d20. Let's see. Nope. 9. Nope. Diagonally. He dead.
Cool. That is Mal done.
But his body's gone because he cannot provide difficult terrain. Mal, that's the rest of your turn. So, zombie number 4. Boom. He comes in here and he can see you, Mal, so he goes to punch you.
Mm-hmm.
Good. It's a plus 4, isn't it? Natural 20.
Oof.
Finally! 15 to confirm, which I think fails.
Yeah. But normal damage.
1d6 plus 4. 6 points of damage.
Cool. Mal's looking a little bloody.
Hey, which one's the zombie number 5? Oh, it's the one right in front of you. Okay. So, zombie number 4. I'm confused as to why zombie number 2 didn't move earlier, but oh well, never mind. Alright, you get punched, natural 1, so that makes no difference. Zombie number 1 is going to punch Sin. He gets a 10. Zombie is going to just creep along here and not do much. because he can't. He's moaning. You just the moaning gets stronger and stronger as they get closer. Avanathi Rao is going to do something different. He's probably going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Great.
Yeah, I'm going to have him cast Spiritual Weapon.
Do not like.
Oof.
He's going to probably... Where... Who can he... Like... Right, so... People in the front are being dealt with. I want to be able to click on someone's token. Like, right. Yeah, he's going to cast it in this square. He's going to attack Sin. Cassia, in fact. Because I can't remember what the spiritual, the kind of the spiritual weapon of Asmodeus is, whatever it is, it will appear and attempt to attack you.
It might be a crossbow, actually, weirdly.
I will check.
I always thought it was a morning star, but...
Mace. A giant mace appears next to you, Cassia, and goes to attack you. And because they didn't decide to write this down, I have to calculate it manually. His BAB is 3, his Wiz is 17, so that's plus 6.
+6 18
to hit?
Yep.
A shield comes flying in the way. Cassia gets +3 AC.
Still hits.
God damn it.
Cassia has 14 AC.
Okay. Okay, right, so 1d8 plus 1 per 3 caster levels.
Maybe you should have bought some better armor at some point. But
So he's cleric level 4, so that's 1d8 plus 1, I believe. Yeah, 8 points of damage, Cassia.
Oof.
As there is a giant mace right next to your head. And I think they can only take one attack.
Yep.
So that's that. Oh, right. Cassia, you've just been hit. Dealt a brutal blow by a glowing mace.
He's probably just going to total defense.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Most excellent choice. Zombie number 2. Is going to do nothing. He's merely going to scrabble at his brother ineffectually. Redactor number 4 is going to thwack at Sin ineffectually. +3 18, I think, misses.
Yep, I think he actually needs a 20 to hit me.
Yeah, right, Sin. There is a zombie who's punching you, there is a flying mace that's hitting Cassia, and there's a guy scrabbling at you.
She can't do anything about the mace. She's getting fed up with the zombies not being able to hurt zombies. She's going to go for the redactor. But she's still glaring at Raoul, but she's got enough... Well, she's been told to stay in the bottleneck, probably, by Cassia, so she's not going to go for him.
Are you sure?
She might eventually go for him.
I would recommend against it because I like my players alive. It's a healthier way for them to live. Mm-hmm. 16 is against the zombie.
Yeah, redactor.
Oh, redactor. Redactor is 14, isn't it? Yeah, that hits.
8 damage.
Yeah. You look like you hit him a pretty grievous wound, and he looks in quite a lot of pain.
Yep.
And very unhappy about it.
14 for second attack.
14 again hits because it's the AC 14.
Oh, 9.
He is now down on -2, so he's bleeding out.
Cool.
Boom. I'm going to put that on him.
He's probably going to hit around his campfires properly. Stop being a coward and hiding behind zombies.
Right. Zim, it's your turn. One redactor's down. You think there's 5 zombies left, and there's one bad guy that you can't quite see anymore.
Right. He appears to be down?
Yep.
Yeah, he's down.
Okay. step there. I can just about see that guy. It's not going to help a great deal, but oh, heck with it. I'll throw the star knife.
Okay. And who are you hitting?
This bozo.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Step there. Come on, baby.
What? Oh.
Oh, so close.
Is that not a critical threat with a star knife?
No, the time's three.
Oh.
It takes 6 points of damage, though.
Just twirl it. It weaves between the zombies and slices just under his breastplate. Don't much care for your kind around here.
He does not look too happy about this. But... yep. That is... is that all your turn?
I've moved and thrown, yeah. That's me.
Mal.
Mal is going to bash the zombie to his left, because that's the closest way to another tin head.
Okay.
Which is plus five. No.
Unfortunately not. The zombie seems to kind of absorb the blow.
Yeah, there's still a bit of the redactor on it, and that cushions it.
Yeah. Poor redactor. Right. Zombie number four is going to... he's got a plus four. He's going to thwack you. So that's a 15, which misses. Zombie number... that's a 14. This one's going to go hit Sin. That's a 22!
Mal.
This guy hits you.
Shield comes in the way of the attack.
There we go. Bodyguard builds are great.
There are benefits and there are negatives. Namely, I don't know, channel something. Something. Okay. Right, zombie number trois is going to see an opening, and he's going to make his way over. Let's gonna make bring Brook to front. He's going to come over here. He's going to walk his way around to try and get towards Sin to eat something.
The nice redactor just here.
He's been specifically told by his summoning person not to eat anyone wearing Asmodeus clothes. And you guys didn't get a chance to put the other guys' clothes on yet.
Well, starting to.
No, but unfortunately, I was timing exactly how long it was going to take, and you guys got so... it was the funniest thing ever. Right. Cassia... no, it's Raw's turn. He's going to... I wanted to check something about channel for this. That's what I was doing.
Be right back.
Okay, cool.
He can't heal at the same time as
that. Yeah. I wanted to just check to see how far he could get if he got close. How many of you guys he'd get?
I think he can get all of us.
Yeah, so if he's there, yeah, he'll get everyone. Cool. Boom. Right, so he's going to 5 foot step over here. Of course. Wait a second, actually. Look, let me check my measurements. I might be able to do. Cool, right. Yep, he's going to stay where he is. Need to check. Is channel energy a standard action?
Yep.
Cool, right. Move action. He is going to use his trickery domain to summon a copycat version of himself. He now basically has the effects of one copy of the mirror image spell. And then, as a standard action, he's going to channel energy, and that's going to hit all four of you.
Cool.
Real question is, I should remember how channel energy works. Four times a day, DC 13.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, make a will save.
There's will save for half, so Cassie is saving all of it.
Okay, channel energy was 2d6.
Sim isn't taking
Oh, I'm so glad I made that will save. Holy moly.
Oh, God.
On a side note, you know, if you succeed, you might actually level up after this.
Yeah, if.
Now, aren't you glad that you locked the door behind you?
We still take some damage from that. That was.
Yeah, we take 5 if we pass.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just Zim. While we wait, let me do the spiritual weapon again.
Oh.
Yeah,
my AC's 19.
Think of it this way: he hasn't even started hitting you with his maces yet. You should be happy that you're still alive.
I hope you guys realise what happens if Cassia falls unconscious.
Yeah.
Okay, so +3 from Bab, +3 from Wiz. 14 to hit?
No.
Total defense.
Yeah.
The spiritual weapon mace doesn't unfortunately hit. Sad face. Can you make me a will save against channel negative energy?
Who, me?
Yep.
Surely not.
16, so you take 5 points of damage.
Oh!
Yeah. Cassia took all of it because Cassia failed her save.
Sort of evil priest. He wields the power of darkness, beware.
Right, is there anything else you can do with Seth? He's move standard, and he's got nothing to do with the swift action, so.
Tell you Cassia. What, those other guys weren't dead, they are now.
Total defensive.
Oh. There's a guy tied up in this room.
He's probably dead.
It doesn't go through walls.
Okay.
That guy's dead though. Maybe not actually, because I think you can still make a will save while sleeping. But.
Anything else you'd like to do, Cassia?
Jesus, total defense.
Okay, lovely. You enjoy that. Zombie number 12.
To you guys at some time that she can't keep Sin out when she's asleep.
We know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not sure what we can do about this.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to get channeled to death.
Open the door and try and run. Who's got the key?
I mean, we can run in there.
It's not a bad shout.
You can run in there.
Even if we run in there, then we're...
You'll be out of the channel.
True. Should we do that next
time? The channel's the thing that's going to kill us.
I think it's important... I just remind people that the mace is here.
I know. But I also know that that's got a limited duration.
Yes, that is true. Right. Okay, cool.
Also, I literally don't think we can get away from it. So,
the redactor over here stabilizes, just in case anyone cared to know.
Nope.
I'm gonna remove him from the turn tracker because he wasn't gonna make a surprise save, so that's fine. Sin, it's your turn.
Gonna try and get some zombies out the way. She also knows that if Cassie goes down, she gets desummoned, so she's not going to run for all.
Cass, can you just shove him out of the way?
On a side note, Cassia, would it be wise for you to take a 5-foot step to the left to get away from the spiritual weapon?
She might do. She's just going to expect that it will follow, but yeah. I mean, if you're letting her, she will do that.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it was probably a smart move that you would have thought of.
Well, because it depends if she knows the spell, because the spell is just going to stay on her until he changes target.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Let's try and get rid of some zombies. Nope. God damn it, Sin.
Uh-oh.
Right, so we're back.
This rolling, guys. This rolling is not ideal.
To be fair, listen, the backup character is going to be the Calistrian, so have fun, guys.
Zim.
Yeah, I don't think there's any limit on how far it can go. So,
I will say if you get up here, you could potentially trip brawl, which might be helpful.
Oh, I'm considering options. Don't worry. Yeah, that was what I was trying to encourage Sin to
get rid of.
Also, I've got quite limited movement, you see, so that doesn't help. I can get to there if I make an acrobatics check, but I'd be out of reach.
Only thing it wants looking to unlocking the door and running.
Yeah, seriously considering it. Who's got the key?
I don't know.
I think it was Zim. Zim. Yeah.
Because I think...
I was the last one in, it's true. So if I even took out the door, it's probably still in the door.
I think Rexus probably trusts you the most, so he would have given it to you directly. I think he did give it to you directly.
Yeah, I was just thinking who we... Yeah, I'm going to open the door as my move action.
Okay.
So door is now open.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting one. As my standard action, let's try it. I'll throw a daze on that guy. It was either that or try and reposition Cassia. But I don't think breaking line of sight does anything for a spiritual weapon, does it?
No.
Yes. I'm gonna reposition Cassia. Thank you very much.
Okay.
She's self-defensing, but also she's a squish. No.
Yeah. Well, are you resisting my reposition? I have no idea how it works if you're saying reposition an ally.
Because she's right now, she's just, bearing in mind, she's probably like, she doesn't know you're trying to reposition her. So she's probably got her guard up a lot. So she's just. I think.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think it probably makes her treat it as if it's a normal, like, as if she was your enemy in this case.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I mean, even if she wasn't resisting, it's all base 10, so...
Yeah. Mal, shove her out the door!
Yeah, Mal's gonna say, you guys go first, I got him. Mal's gonna stand his ground and fight defensively.
Okay.
Attack roll. At your sight, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, if you can get out of his sight, the dagger will return to him, the mace will return to him, which is ideal for you.
The mace goes out of his sight, reading it.
Yeah.
But if it tries to follow you and you're out of its sight,
yeah,
it will.
That's my idea.
Head back to him, and he then spends a move action to send it to someone else.
Every move action he has to spend is another round.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's another round that he can't go over to his redactor friend and bring him back to life. Because, well, you know.
Didn't he get killed by the negative energy?
Good shout. Didn't think to make a save for him. Um, Okay, yeah. He is barely alive, but he is still just alive.
Ugh.
And next time it's his turn, he will have to make a save to restabilize, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm guessing an 11 doesn't hit a zombie, so Mana's done.
No, they're 14.
Cool.
12, in fact. The redactors are 14.
Of course.
12, you say?
Yep.
Oh my god, we got it again.
You can do it, Mal!
We did it.
We're counting on you!
How much damage to which zombie?
It would be probably this middle one, so we can like shove everything back.
Okay.
Not that this will matter, I don't think.
Yeah. So run me damage. 11, that's bludgeoning, so he takes 5 less, so that's 6.
And I'm guessing a 12 doesn't beat CMD.
CMD is 14.
Yeah.
So unfortunately not. Zombie number 4 doesn't really care that you hit his friend, so he's just going to hit you. 20, doe!
20?
22.
Not misses, fighting defensively.
22 misses? Oh, of course, yep. You're fighting defensively, aren't you? Zombie 5 is unhappy that you hit him. And gets an 8.
Whew.
Zombie 1 is a hit in the sin. And gets a 13, so misses. Zombie 2 gets an 18 to hit you, sin.
Nope.
Yay. Hold the line!
Right. As a Vanathi, Raoul is concerned that he might actually kill his friend. Well, his minion. So, wanders over and, it's a move action, then a standard action. He casts Cure Moderate Wounds, I think.
Excellent. Would you just mind having a look at his line of sight there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's broken line of sight to the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, would he have known that? Let's think. He probably would have. Is there a way that he could have walked that wouldn't have done that?
If he goes here.
It's where he ends up is the question.
Yeah,
I think he's probably smart enough to have been aware.
Yeah, I just thought I should flag it up.
Yeah, right.
Saying that, is the guy on 1 hit point out of curiosity? Because there was time he said he stabilised, but he might not actually stabilise because of the damage he had on him.
He hasn't restabilised, so he's on minus. I'm going to move this guy out of the way. Yeah, because he was on minus 7.
Yeah, so it's not going to matter.
right. We're 2d8. Plus 4. That's 10 points of health. So he is back to 10. Back to 1, in fact. What? Go back to 1, not to 10. Unfortunately, there's a zombie on top of him. So he kind of basically reawakens and...
face full of zombie crutch.
Yep. He's not quite happy about that, but he's not dead. So, Cassia, it's your... Wait.
Mace. I don't want to say this, but Mace.
Right. Yeah, it literally just basically let me move the spirit mace. Right. So that's a thick. Oh, fuck me.
Nat 20?
No, it's a 23.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even save that. No.
Nope.
I was really hoping. Right. Let's think. So it's 1d8 plus 1. Is there a chance you can survive this?
It's only plus 1, is it? I thought it was more... there's a chance to survive it, yeah.
He's a 4th level cleric, so it should be 1d8 plus 1, unless I've made a mistake.
Oh, no, yeah, per 3, because I've always per 2 for some reason. Yeah, there's a chance you can survive it. She's got 7 hit points.
Yeah, he got 6 plus 1, so 7. You're on 0.
Yeah, so she's...
So staggered, not down.
You're still up. You can escape next round. Because he can't take the spiritual weapon can't take attacks on touch opportunity. Right, so it's your turn, Cassia. You're on 0 hit points.
Yep, she's out.
That was as lucky as it could possibly have been.
She's gonna stay near Sin, but she's gonna definitely get out of sight.
Cool. Ooh. Right, zombie number 3 is unhappy that he as still cannot do anything, and his bottleneck is really getting in everyone's way. Sin, it's your turn. Your lady has been quite thoroughly thwacked by a magical mace behind you.
She's still, yeah, she's vindictive. So, because she can't get to rule yet, she's going to attack the person who he just tried to heal because it's Sin. Else, zombies, she can't do much against zombies. She wants to stay close enough to be able to communicate with Sin, so she can maybe move like 5 more feet.
Move 5 more feet this way. Break that line of sight.
Should be broken already, but...
Well, remember, it's got to be to the weapon, so if the weapon's there, he can still see it.
Right, yeah.
Otherwise, I need to come out and bull rush you.
yeah, so, anyway, Sin...
It's going to go well for all of us.
Six damage to the guy on the floor. Even after he's unconscious, we're going to do more damage, because it's 9 damage to the guy on the floor.
Right, let me do my maths. Right, so -6. Oh wait, no, I'm doing this to the wrong person. Right, -6. So that's -5. Then -9 puts him at -14, which this time definitely kills him.
Hey,
so I'm just going to put him out here because he's dead. Yay. This guy regains his 6 hit points. Cool, right. This guy is now definitely dead, and Brawl is unhappy. You will pay for that. Is there anything else Sin could do for a turn?
No. Well, she can fight it back, but that's probably not the best idea.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, cool. Zim, it's your turn.
Let's try and trip a zombie.
Cool. What's their CMD?
18.
Yeah, that succeeds.
Excellent. The zombie is on the floor.
Okay. Come on. Give me the little token things. Right. Boom. He's tripped. Mao, the zombie in front of you is now tripped.
Is Zim out the door, or is he still by the door?
Inside of the door.
I can be out the door. I will back off after the trip.
Okay. If Zim's out of the door, he's probably just going to withdraw around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you start running, then we can follow, because on our turn, the zombies won't be able to attack us this round.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right. Right, the zombie is... let's just check how much movement they've got again. 30 foot. Zombie whore. Boom, boom. Zombie comes out the door.
Does he provoke?
It's an open door. It opens outwards. I say, yeah, why not?
Okay.
Sin's also going to take a whack at him. Because Sin doesn't have patience.
So we're two-handing. So 4, 7. Yep, 7.
Right. So you did 12 minus 5, so that's 7 points of damage.
He's also pushed 5 feet.
Cool. 5 feet this way, I guess, towards Zim. How much damage did Kat Sin do?
She didn't. Technically, he'd have attacked while he was here, so he actually pushed back to here, I think.
Cool, makes sense.
Because the way it happened, so he'd be here.
Cool.
And then he has 5-4 feet of movement, so he'd end up, like, here, right?
I suspect...
Well, probably whacking him that way, so...
He might just, like, wander back towards you.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Zombie number 5 is going to stand up. And it's going to take all his movement. Zombie number 1 is going to attack at the person who's been really unhelpful. That's an 11. Nope. That's a 15, so nope. Rawl will order his zombies to continue to pursue you. And he is going to probably... what's he going to do? What's that thing called? No, he won't be able to do that. So... Oh, what happened there? Come on, roll 20. Just because he can just see Sim, he's going to summon a bolt of fire from the nine hells, and he's going to hit you with a fireball as range touch attack.
My shit.
Twenty-one to hit you, Zim.
Yeah, I hit a touch.
Zim.
Oh.
He's
getting you as you're leaving the leaving. He's trusting his zombies to get Sim.
No, he's there. Okay, I can't see him. So.
Yeah, I can. I set him up so he can. His dynamic lightings.
Yeah, no, that. That effortlessly hits me, even with a cover bonus.
Mm-hmm. He does 7 points of damage.
Ow!
He doesn't like you guys.
It's mutual.
So yes, you feel charred as you feel like kind of the powers of the Infernal Hells kind of screeching against your flesh. And that's a standard action, and as a move action, he's going to do Jack, I think. He's not going to do anything.
He can reassign the weapon.
Yeah, he might reassign the weapon. Can he see anyone else? Control L. Nope. Zim, unfortunately, I think he might reassign the spiritual weapon against you.
That's okay. As a matter of interest, what's his caster level?
4.
Okay, so he might be able to get... I think this will be his last round, though.
Yeah, I...
Yeah, so he can sweep 3 swings at Kathia.
Yeah, this is his last round. So he's going to reassign it to you. 1d20 plus 6. That's a 10, so that misses.
Yep.
I'm going to delete it, so boom. Cassia, what would you like to do?
She's going to start staggering away.
Yep.
Because she needs to get as much of a head start as she can. Or she can't. She's only got one move action around.
That's the same as the zombies.
Yeah, she's got to stay ahead of the zombies.
Yep.
You know what you can do with a move action? Neck potion.
I have to take the potion out first.
It's true.
I think it's actually technically a standard action to take the potion, but...
Yes, it is. Yeah, move action to take out.
Okay, no, right.
She has a potion at the moment. Oh, do you mean invisibility?
I do.
Yeah, she's fallen unconscious.
Zombie is going to come out, and this time he's going to move through his friend square and get to you, Sin. I think you get a attack of opportunity against zombie number three.
Yeah, I mean, she's able to do bugger all against the zombies, but she's going to try.
Actually, can you? Because you've taken... Yeah, I don't think it's been your turn since you last took an
attack. No, it hasn't been.
Cool. Boom. Mr. Zombie is there and he's ready to hit you. Well, yeah. Let's see. Third. Don't go up. I want to just... Zombies are not friendly. 17.
Nope.
One day. Oh, wait, no, he can't have hit you anyway because he's staggered. That's fine.
Beth.
Yeah. Okay, Sin, it's your turn. There are zombies surrounding you, quite literally.
Okay, so Sin's going to take several attacks opportunity for this, but she's allowed to move out of the way right now because everyone's running.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So basically, she's phasing.
Or does she not just hate Rule that much that she wants to stay?
No, this is my point, is she's moving around to get to Rule.
Oh, fair enough.
So she just took five attacks of opportunity.
Okay. I'm just going to I'm gonna just make it like this.
Okay, she's gonna get one go at this because then she's about to vanish.
Yeah, so that's a plus 4 for all of those, so I think none of them hit.
Yeah, no, she's got 26 AC when she moves. Mobility is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great when you don't spend an entire feat on it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. She's going to whack Rule.
Cool.
So now she gets all the bonuses. God damn it, Sin.
Unfortunately, it just kind of clangs off his armour.
Athens, go.
Zim.
It looks like we're booking it, so I shall join the library.
Cool.
Are we all just booking it?
I think so.
Yep.
Well, that was a bloody disaster and a half, wasn't it?
I should say Cassie is moving really slowly, so technically Rule could catch up. Unless it's picked up by Nick or something.
Hang on, let me check my equipment. I don't think we've got any healing, sadly.
I still like the invisibility potion plan.
Yeah, if someone else pulls it into her, then she can go and hide somewhere. Okay.
Can you carry Cassia? You're very strong.
Oh yeah, easily.
Sling Cassia on your back. She can ride you. And I knew we'd get there eventually. And she can use her actions to, you know, not die.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I will serve as a decoy for zombies until you're able to get away.
So how far are you going to move in this round, just to check?
So I think in Mal's round, he is going to 5 foot step away from the door. Move action, draw, potion invisibility, and then drink it. Actually, no, he'll use his standard action to, like, move. So he's got a potion in hand, and he's 10
you
feet away from Cassia.
You won't tend to be able to do that because you can't move and make a standard action. Sorry, you can't 5 foot step and move.
I reduce my movement by 5.
You still can't. So if you 5 foot step, you can't move at all.
No.
I took back
the 5 foot step.
Oh, right.
I
see.
Yeah, so movement action, I draw, then forget the 5 foot step, and then I move 20 feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you won't even provoke the attack of opportunity, so it's fine, because he's already taken one.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, you could even just move to Cassia, pick up Cassia, forget the invisibility bit.
Yeah, that could work.
And then we just eye decoy zombies while you make tracks.
Cool.
Also, there's going to start being lots of fleeing people around because zombies. I would assume.
Sufficient for that to happen, you know.
Hopefully that's a bit of cover for us.
Right. So, cool. Is that your turn, Mal, then?
Yeah, that's my turn.
And Zim, you're just staying there until more zombies come, so then you'll drag them away the wrong direction.
No. I'm moving far enough away that I don't think they can hurt me.
Oh, right. Because you just moved then, and then boom. Right.
In fact, I'm going to move probably. In fact, I'll just double move.
Cool. So yeah, I will say you're off the map now and you're kind of out of there.
Like, I want to be far enough away the zombies can't get to me and Raoul can't easily get to me, but I still want to be the closest of the targets.
Yeah. Alexia. Okay, zombie number 4. You want to be the closest target, so he will start shambling towards you. Yep. He basically shambles up there. He looks like he's not going to bother taking the stairs, but he's just going to jump straight off down towards you. Zombie number 5 is going to turn around and thwack at Cassia.
Sin,
in fact, that's 11.
Cassia.
He's going to turn around and thwack at you. So that's a 19. That misses. Miss your zombie. Is probably going to squeegee out there, and he's going to go look for more brains to eat. He's going to follow his friend. He's going to go this way. Boom. Avalathy Raoul. This is all I wanted to do. I wanted to finally hit some of these maces. Right. To be fair, actually, he's probably not going to hit anyone. 1d20 plus 3 with mace number 1. I will just roll to see if I confirm. 7 does not confirm.
No.
But 1d8 plus 2 of a magical mace, I think, does do some damage.
Maybe.
We'll
see.
Nope. Well. You had one job. right. 18, I think, misses again with the other mace. So, nope. Sad face. You literally had one job, Ralph. I can see why everyone decided to make you in charge of this random place. You're utterly terrible. Cassia.
Right. Run up, shut the door, and then we just stand outside until the screaming stops.
Yeah. Cassia's just going to... Yeah, Cassia can't concentrate on the bonds and she's 55 feet away. So Sin's going to fade away while making very rude gestures towards Ralph. Cassia's just going to let Malexis do whatever Malexis is doing.
So shall I just delay you after Malexis then?
Yeah, but well, I presume I think that Malexis is grabbing and running, so...
Yeah, cool. Zombie number 3. He's going to obey his orders. Boom, boom, boom. Right, let's do some measurements. 35, 45. He's going for Malexius. Why not? So he's moved 28 seconds. Yep. He's lurching off towards you, Malexius. Sin, it's your turn. There are 2 zombies and 1 guy with 2 maces.
Sin's been banished.
Aww.
She's
sad face.
As she fades away, she's just probably just putting the middle finger up at him or something and he just disappears.
Aww. It's like Homer going into the sinkhole in the Simpsons movie. Just both middle fingers at once.
Yep.
Aww.
Yeah, she's just we'll just sit on this like
I should have used command actually. I forgot that he had that. He's got so many bloody spells.
Didn't really need them though. Comprehensively dismantling the party.
We had a wall of zombies, that's a problem. It's not doing anything but stopping us getting to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it beats the, I'll stand invisible and do random things at you, which is what was originally planned. Right, okay, so Sint is banished, so I'll remove him from the turn order. Zim, are you going to run along the street, or are you going to kind of...
Yeah, I'm going to basically continue moving at 40 feet around, luring the zombies along after me, and causing chaos, and then I'm going to run and disappear.
Cool. Well, the two zombies will continue to follow you. They kind of jump down off, but they can't really catch up with you because they can only move 30 feet around at best. So they both kind of plumble after you and just trundle after you.
Yeah, I am going to be double moving down that street calling, necromancy! Foul necromancy!
Are you sure you want to be yelling that?
I mean, is there a reason that I would know in character why I wouldn't do that?
It might cause a panic, and that might cause guards to arrive.
That's fine. I intend to get away from the guards.
Cool. Okay, I will just say that it is a notorious action, just to say that.
Oh, notoriety. Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, let's not do that.
Cool. There is going to be a small thing, but perhaps not as bad if you start attracting so much attention to it. You, after about a minute of running, you are probably starting... You're probably going to be fatigued by the end of it, but you will have thoroughly managed to lost the zombies in the kind of the streets. The more interesting one is Mal.
Yeah. What sort of action would it be to pick up Cassia?
I think it's a standard action. It'd be like picking up a barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Don't set me on fire and throw me, god damn it.
Gotta get my revenge, no. We'll spend the standard to pick up Cassia. We're gonna move down towards the... and jump off like the side here.
I would try and see if you can get 30 feet away from the zombies.
If I went,
maybe like go there,
like one square away, means that you'll be able to like be okay. Once you start double moving, it'll be fine.
Yeah,
but you don't want.
Yeah.
You don't want to risk him doing anything. Actually, he won't, because he can't even charge. He can't, like, do anything. He won't be able to ever hit you.
Yeah.
True. It'll
only be a problem if you're a dwarf. No, not dwarf. A gnome. No, one of the people with 20-foot movement.
Gnome, dwarf,
As he's carrying Cassia down, he's going to say, right, Cassia, I don't fancy my chances carrying a half-dead girl in broad daylight as a tiefling down the street, so can you grab that invisibility potion out of me bandolier, please?
Yeah, she'll do that. She just can't drink it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give it to her, or she will actually fall unconscious.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to drink it because I'm carrying you, so we'll both be invisible.
If it works that way, do you?
I'm going to say yes, solely because I want you guys to live, and I don't want your notoriety to go
well,
up
I
that
think,
much.
Well, I think invisibility specifically says that any objects you carry are also invisible.
How rude, she's not an object!
if she passed out, she would become, like, if she died, she'd become an object. Because there's a corpse object.
And invisible.
carrying gear. I mean, that's even worse than object, arguably.
I'm going to say she probably doesn't turn invisible.
Well,
you can. Okay. Why don't you we'll just run around the corner, feed her the potion, and then you can saunter off.
Yeah.
And you're just like a dude.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, I'm still carrying Cassia, and I'm down here.
Yep.
Okay, so apparently it works that way in 5e, but it doesn't work that way in Pathfinder.
Okay.
I will have a better look at it later. So yeah, you can definitely kind of like hide Cassia in a corner, make her invisible, and then get away before the zombie gets after you. So that would take that many rounds. Rawl probably is going to heal himself first because that's the kind of guy he is. 1d8 plus 4. So that's 8 points of health. I think that puts him back to full, doesn't it? Right. Yeah, cool. So, yeah. Two more zombies kind of appear out the door, as far as you can tell. And then Rawl appears later. But because he's a bit too late, he doesn't see you guys as you are hidden around the corner. And Zim is vanished. Miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that might be an actual pretty good place to finish for today.
We explored a room.
Yeah, we got one room deep.
In fact, it wasn't that. It wasn't really that you got that one room, because you were partially in that room anyway.
I mean, we kind of learned what was in other places.
No. We moved out of the sort of the entryway to E3 and into actual E3. It's basically a room.
Oh.
Can I ask, Nathan, what were the CRs of those fights?
Right, okay. So Rawl was CR a third. Redactors were a half each. So were the zombies a half each.
Wait, Rawl was CR a third?
What?
No, Rawl was CR3.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense, yeah.
Redactors, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them, because there were 6. So CR a half plus, 5 creatures is what?
It breaks, it jumps from 4. Actually, it might be 6. Let me just...
I'm going to say you killed how many redactors? You took out 5 of the 6 redactors. So that's 1,000 XP.
Ooh.
Plus, how many of the zombies did you kill?
We didn't actually kill the zombies. We escaped the zombies. Avoiding encounters works, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, you will kill them next time. So I can't double dip experience this way.
You can give it us now, and then just next time we'll just wave it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Not sure. Right, there was 4 skunk apes, which were CR1 each. So that is plus another 1,600 experience. So 2,600 experience in total, I think, is what you defeated.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 creatures is CR5. So yeah, zombies are CR4 together, plus a CR3... would be so CR5, and the 2 redactors would be in there, so that fight was CR6.
Yeah, so difficult, very well, in fact, more like deadly. So, which is more or less how it played out, in fact. Okay, so everyone gets 650 experience. I don't know if that is enough to level you up yet, actually.
No.
Still a while off, I think.
It can be. You're the DM.
How much do we need?
Nah.
We survived.
How much more do you need?
2,000.
Yeah.
So let's think. When you kill the zombies, I'm going to just do this math quickly because that's interesting. That will be 1,000 experience there. Plus, Rawl is going to be 800 experience?
Something like that.
Plus all of those other enemies. How many are there? There's a lot. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Plus another 900. Oh, why did you do that? 900 plus 1800 is what, 2700. So yeah, there's another 2700 worth of experience in this dungeon. Oh,
that's not going to be enough. We need 8000.
Yeah. Oh, of course, there's those Nygos, aren't there? But you might not fight them, depending on what time you come of the day. Plus, what, another 800 there. Plus, the guy that was left responsible for burning stuff. Plus 200. Yeah, so there's 3,700 experience left in this top dungeon. And then, of course, there's a dungeon below.
Obviously.
Yeah. We just don't want to give us an extra level so that we can, you know, fight and actually fight this dungeon.
More than capable. The issue here was that you decided you took certain tactical decisions that led to all your enemies deciding to come at you at once. Which I think is the important rule of don't rest in dungeons.
We weren't resting in the dungeon. We were getting daggers and changing clothes. I will say, I did say yoinks. Cassie does have that robe. She just isn't wearing it.
You got one official Asmodian cleric robes.
I mean, there is also the issue with down one of our damage dealers. Yeah. Two of us effectively could not deal damage to anything in those fights. Because me and Cassia doesn't really do damage anyway, but yeah. Zim can deal damage, but can't deal damage to things that are immune to his damage.
Cassia can inflict light wounds if necessary, but she had to use them all on healing.
Yeah. So it's partly a case of, and like the spells I do have are mostly no use against those things. I mean, I managed to knock out, I managed to make a couple of hits land that wouldn't have otherwise, and I managed to make someone fall asleep. But most of my spells, you know, wouldn't have affected any of those creatures, so my ability to intervene was limited.
Would everyone want to make me a perception check? Just one final one.
Also, someone needs to find Reggie before he goes back. Just say.
Oh gosh.
And then you definitely took the key with you, right?
Yep. 19.
We have birds. We can figure something out.
Yeah, you can definitely pass the message on.
Crits him in the head.
It was a quick and pretty brutal fight, but you did also see the same thing as Sin earlier. That all of the zombies were wearing kind of burnt noble clothing. Like, it was fine, despite its kind of, like, smouldering self. But you also recognise that two of them had rings bearing Rex's family's signet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
The Casper as well, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, so what would you plan to do with this information? Just as a random question.
So I think Mel would insinuate that Rexus's parents have unfortunately been killed, but I don't think he would reveal that information to Rexus without discussing it with the party together.
All right. Let's say you guys get 5 minutes to discuss this as you finally manage to reconvene. What would you say? Just in case you say perhaps want to discuss this right now.
So I don't know if anyone noticed, but some of them zombies we fought, they had the same ring that Rex had. I know he was looking for his parents in here or information on them. So I think there's a non-insignificant chance that his parents have been turned. Do we think it would be right to let him know, or should we keep it secret?
I think we should wait until we deal with them and they're no longer undead, and then we can bring him back the bodies. I think if we are to let him know they're currently zombies, he might do something rash. And, well, we haven't managed to come out of that well.
I guess the only thing I have is if we do let him know, he may be convinced to tag along, which might help out next time around.
But it... Do you want to keep him in?
Would it be in a fit state to contribute, you know?
Yeah.
You have to fight him. Could you do that? What point could he do that? I think Cassia is right, my friends. I think it would be kinder in this instance to not force him to confront his own, well, his parents, potentially, turned into abominations.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Happy to be outvoted.
Yeah, because as it is, we can bring the bodies back and I'd be happy to do a ceremony for them.
Quite. Yes, I mean, I know various words, appropriate forms and so on and so forth.
Well, Reggie's Saren Ray, so he can give a good service, I reckon.
Yes.
Also, well, in my time as a healer with Del Nydra, we often, not everyone would make it, so we would do services for them.
Excellent. Between us, I think we can serve something appropriate, but... I mean, Mal, I fully understand that from a tactical point of view, it would be beneficial. But yes, I think it's best not to.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But perhaps now that we have more idea what is there, we can prepare ourselves.
Oh, definitely. They're not getting out of it a second time around. Fool me once, shame on me. But fool me twice doesn't happen, so.
It seems the main one is if we can find a way to deal with the zombies, possibly holy water or something.
Oh, you know it works well against zombies. Grease.
Yeah.
Also, I need a bunch more Starlights.
I do think Mal and Sim could have handled the cleric if they'd been able to get to him. I must say, I'm going to take a while to recover, and it's going to be a while before I can draw Sim back.
Well, much the same. I mean, my throat's a bit wrecked, and I've burnt through all my spells. Just can't get a concentration back up, you know how it is. It's like your brain's done a marathon. Well, funny for wizards. I heard they sort of cram them in their head and then pull them out and throw them. That's what I heard. Well, I suppose we should have a bit of a sit down with Reggie and think about.
Yeah, let me get a word out so he actually knows we've gone. I'll get up some bird seed and get a message out.
Good on it.
In that case, you guys will return to, I guess, the Long Rose Coffee House, a little beaten up after paying your three copper piece tax to the bridge man, who looks at you as like, you guys have been in a bit of a fight.
We're just going to pull out the amulets, so the rune pendant we have, and say, it's just been a rough day dealing with heretics, and just keep walking off the phone for 3 p.m.
You know, if you want us to help, you know, you just got to ask.
Well, surely you've got the important job of guarding this bridge.
Indeed I do.
When it's my turn, you know, some minutes later when I go across the bridge, I'll be like, yeah, you know, it is. I mean, the authorities obviously are perfectly reasonable, but some people just not really that keen on gnomes.
That makes perfect sense.
And just keep going.
Yes, so you guys return home base a bit beaten up. Rexus initially looked quite happy to see you, hoping for news about his parents. But I assume you guys probably don't tell him much. And when Laria sees that you're all heavily injured, she quickly ensures that you get tucked away down in the wasp nest, and she sees what she can do about getting someone to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Cass is going to immediately pull out the satchel and start tending to her own wounds, and then we'll go around helping other people.
Okay, I think that is now definitely a good place to end. Unfortunately, you don't get the extra experiences you didn't tell Rexus about his parents, but...
It wouldn't have been enough to level.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, 1,200 experience is nothing to scoff at.
Fair.
Okay, cool. Right. In that case, I think next time, you've got to finish off Roll. You've got to find the zombies, because now... They're currently all running around the Red Bruce district looking for you guys.
Surely the guard will deal with them.
Well, unfortunately, they are Asmodean zombies, so they're kind of just going to let them do their own thing. They're not going to hurt anyone but you guys.
Well, they're damn good at recognizing us.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how it's going to work. I need to sit down and think about exactly what's going to happen with these zombies, because I'm not sure.
Yeah, also, I mean, I think all of us typically go around disguised.
Yeah.
Most of the time. In my case, with magic.
Zombies don't have any form of scent ability, do they? No.
Yeah, so Cassie's definitely changing up in disguise. She's going to put the robes on as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I will have to think.
We need to try and get hold of a few items to help with things.
Yeah, we need to do a weapons run, or at least I do.
Is Cassia cannot bring Sin back for 24 hours because she was banished through breaking the link as opposed to Cassia taking her back normally. So it's going to be at least 24 hours. And to be honest, healing-wise, it might need to be the day after.
Yeah.
If Cassia
I will say I modified the rules for healing slightly so that you get slightly more health.
Still gonna Cassia needs to get 26 back.
You suspect that there may be more redactors next time you go.
We can handle the redactors, that's fine.
The second level.
All the zombies are now running around the city and there's no fresh supply of bodies just yet.
Well, we left behind 4 or 5 bodies.
Oh, yes.
That's true.
Oh, there's going to be even more zombies.
Oh, gosh, yeah, you could just resurrect this. Oh, well.
Does he have any onyx, is the question.
He's only a 4th level cleric, so he might not be able to do it.
I don't know how he managed to get so much undead created. Like, every single undead is created by him.
Yeah, Paizo rule.
Yeah.
Special mysterious rituals.
Plot armor.
Basically.
Okay, yeah. But there you go. So if you if you take your rest, you get lots more.
Yeah, so because Cassia can heal everyone at least once. Okay. A quick see if what's going to need to 25 she needs to hit to give you extra, so because now upon finding out that actually you can keep trying heal until you succeed. Okay, so herself she gets back her wiz, that's good. So that's 3 plus it's fine. Yeah. Because also, Sin's going to need healing as well, actually. We can't do that till Sin's back. Oh, Malexius, you get 5. Zim, okay. Zim gets 5 because she's doing really well in the healing, apparently.
Nice.
Yeah. So first day she'll be on 10. And then, but we can probably work out all the healing and exactly what we're doing next week to figure out how long we're risking to take. Eventually,
yeah,
I'll get.
I'm going to end up with natural healing as well. I'm going to end up being back to full. Nice.
Oh, Cassie's got a way to go yet.
Yeah. I'm starting to make a list of things we should try and get hold of.
Scrolls.
Yeah. Bear in mind, I can learn spells if I can get hold of a scroll of them.
Oh, nice.
So I can. So if I, for example, get Cure Light Wounds scroll, I can, because it's a bard spell, I can prepare it. I can prepare one daily spell.
Nice. Because Cassie can use the scrolls, as can you, so use the Vault Keeper.
I literally just need to own it. Yeah, so I don't even use the scroll, I just own it.
I mean, then, if we just have scrolls to use.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the problem that happened there, was very rapidly out of using. Same level 7 I get channel, you know, so eventually.
Yeah. Okay, I should head off.
Yeah.
But I will talk to you soon.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for running, Nathan.
No worries. Hopefully next time it shall go slightly better.
Fingers crossed.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, you too.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You can find us on librariansandleviathans.blogspot.com with hyphens in between those words. I'm old school like that. The podcast theme music is, as always, Vultava from Mavlast by Smetana. Always one of my favourite songs. The campaign theme is My Revolution by Miracle of Sound. Gav is a fantastic musician and kindly makes his music available for podcasters. You can find him and hundreds of great tracks at miracleofsound.bandcamp.com, and I strongly suggest you go and check that out. There's also some brilliant videos on YouTube using his music, and I particularly recommend this one with its Assassin's Creed video. Thanks for listening, I hope you've enjoyed yourself, and goodbye. Truths.
Je te cherche, où es-tu ?